Okay, why don't we stand for the pledge?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Okay, on our agenda, it says a meeting with Mary McNeil regarding cemetery trees.
Yes, sir. Ms. McGill wanted to be on the agenda tonight.
I'm gonna, in case she's running a little late, we'll move on. If she comes in, we'll pick that up then. Amendments to the agenda.
I have one amendment I'd like to propose. I'd like to propose an executive session under contract negotiation and civil litigation, which are both 1 VSA 313A1.
Okay, do I have a motion for that?
Make a motion when we do so.
Have a motion from Rich. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
Mike seconds it. Do we know what we're doing? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Approval of the minutes from May 27th.
No.
That's a typo. It's May 13th.
Okay. Typo May 13th. I should have known that.
27th is today.
Is today? Let me try that again. Approval of the minutes from May 13th.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Okay, motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, Rich made motion, seconded by Mike. Any additions, deletions, changes? Just one under members present. Chad Vigier is present and absent. I just want to, it's just a little cleanup on the copy that we have. Just under Chad was
Were you
absent.
here or not?
I was not yet.
Not here. Had him in two places. I'm pretty sure he wasn't here. So I just wanted the record to
That
show
was
that.
a good deal you pulled off there that night. You were both here.
Yes, here and not here. Schrodinger's selectman.
So with that change, are we all set, folks? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That'll abstain.
Okay. Department head reports.
You got me again.
Well, seeing how we have Mike, he's going to be together. Do you want to talk water first?
Sure.
We don't get to
Okay,
hear from you that often there, Mike.
Things are going pretty decently, actually. Knock on wood. Just a few minor problems with some of the main components, but nothing that we aren't following through. We did get our trailer in for the valve exerciser, so we're in the process of getting that kind of built and being on all the things we could fill. Our roof finally does not leak anymore. Like everything else, it's hard to plan anything with the way the economy's going or something breaks down and it's, 3 months down the road. But all in all, everything's looking pretty good.
Good.
We're making great water. The state's happy. I'm happy. Everything's good.
Any questions from the board members?
I do have one question. How are we going on that filter system that we need to replace?
I've gotten a quote and I have handed it in to Joe for to have them both done at once because they're both failing, just one's worse than the other. And for the two of them with all the parts and pieces is about $250,000.
Any other questions for water? Thank you, Mike. Joe, you're the rest of the show here.
So we'll start with our police department. Our PD has 9 arrests for the last 2 weeks. Traffic and municipal violations were issued. 214 municipal violations issued, 63 written warnings, no parking violations, one car crash, And 9 sets of civilian fingerprints were done by the police department over the last 2 weeks. I have a couple of updates from our other departments.
Do we have any questions on police department? Okay, moving right along.
Yep. So we're down at the transfer station. If you're heading out there Thursday and maybe even Saturday, their PA system died, the one that speaks up to the scale. We did place an order to get one today, so hopefully that's there before the crush on Saturday. That's coming in, that'll be installed, and the swap shop's open, and we got a lot of good feedback from that. So I'm happy to report that out. Mike was here, he gave you a quick update. Sewer, we wanted to let the board know that Eli Charlton, he filled in while Carrie was on vacation. He was part of our intern program a few years back. We got him his license, and so now those benefits are kind of paying off. He comes back and helps when we need. So that's a positive thing. For the fire department, the chassis is in, and that went to the builder. So the new fire truck, they're going to put the body on. They're going to build the body and put that on the chassis. In your packet, you'll see that first payment did come out. So I think it was $114,000 for the chassis. From the manager's office, the housing project on Prospect, that's still slowly chugging along. I did manage to get that surveyed and get the elevation certificate sent into the state. We'll see how that works out. The accountant, Terry, the new accountant, and myself met with MVP and talked about switching from Blue Cross Blue Shield over to that new company. Rough estimate, maybe $6,000 savings to the town. This would also be a savings to our employees too. The plans are pretty much the same, in some cases identical. So I'll meet with the union just to talk to them about it and see how they feel. Our .gov emails, this has been something we've been trying to do for the last couple of years. We just haven't gotten around to it. We finally got around to it, so we'll be getting .gov emails. So it would be like Fairhaven Town Manager at fairhaven.gov instead of Comcast. So that's moving forward. Our budget, I did freeze the budget. You'll see a few more purchases come in the next couple of meetings, but we're trying to keep the purchases to a minimum for this last month, so that way our audit is clean once we hit that July 1 dead date. So that's happening. Miss McNeil, just an update on that if Mary doesn't come in. So we have a tree on our side of the fence that we will take down probably after July 1. There's a tree on the other side of the fence, not on our property, that needs to be taken down, and it's the other property owner's tree. So this is where the conflict is. I think Ms. McNeil would like me to take down the other owner's tree, and we don't do that. I did notify our insurance company, and the homeowner does know about the hazard. So if the tree does come down, that's on him. That's just negligence at this point.
Is that West Street or South Side?
West Street.
West Street.
Just a quick update, and I'm not an expert on this, but just a brief update, because in your package you'll see a packet about the, what are we calling it? The 1B application for the Act 250 program. Act 181, the subdivision regulations, the neighborhood downtown designation. This kind of all goes together to help Fairhaven build homes. This act, once we get to the act, the 1B application will let us build houses. I think it's on 10 acres or less, 50 homes on 10 acres or less, without having to do the Act 250, if I understand it correctly. So it's huge for us. So that's kind of why we've been doing subdivision regs and moving forward with that stuff. You see the HVAC is still going in. Those guys have been plugging away hard at it. For anybody who does use the transfer station, those stickers are for sale right now. They're $7 because we give an early bird bonus. So come on in, or you can buy them at the transfer station. We had a parade on Saturday, which didn't turn out too awful bad considering the weather. A little slow, but that's going to be expected. It was cold and rainy. And I got a little bit from DPW if you want to hear about that.
Sure.
So if you bend down to the transfer station, you see that road has been paved. This was a project that that they started 15 years ago. He finally got around to finishing it up. Roads are being graded. Public Works started the roadside mowing this week, last week, excuse me. They've done a couple of burials down at Cedar Grove. Oh, the entrance is clear. This is for you. There was that big puddle near the bus stop when you go into the park. They got in there and they fixed that today. So that puddle won't be that puddle won't be there. And Mr. Greeno, they moved that doggy back post. And
thank you.
Moved it towards the fence.
Our guys went out and helped the cemetery crew prepare for Memorial Day. That's a big day for us here in Fairhaven. We honor our dead, we honor our soldiers. So they went out and cleaned up the cemetery. Out there doing cold patching. If you see them, please don't run them over. The parking spot, Roseanne, this is for you. That parking spot we're going to block off, that happens tomorrow. And then we're going to put up the community billboard by the bus stop. That also happens tomorrow.
What parking space now are you?
The one on the corner right in front of Cloud 9, right by the phone pole there.
Oh, you can't see around that car.
Right.
And there's always somebody parked there. Excuse me.
Yep. And going along with the roadside mowing, you guys are out there trimming up brush on River Street too. So they've been pretty busy. And that is what I got for you.
Questions for Jeff?
Any idea of how many people made use of the swap shop? You know, you said the feedback was good.
You can hold with a chainsaw.
Really?
Did you really?
Yeah. My only suggestion is getting some signage, because it's hard to tell that building's around the back of like the cardboard bits. I don't know if we get one of those big like banners or whatever, like the maybe ones, or if we can move that dumpster. But you wouldn't know that building was there if you didn't. You weren't familiar with the transfer station.
We'll get something up there.
Yes.
No, I don't have numbers on it just yet, but I know the first day they had three people.
Yeah, Shane was pretty excited.
He's very excited.
Yeah.
He's taking a lot of ownership.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Not so much a question, but it sounds like DPW's in the process of hanging some signs. I'm still safeguarding the Carnarvon and Fourth Street road sign that fell off in the winter storm.
I'll get him. We'll get it.
It's in safe custody.
He also had this sign out here at the front on the corner. He took it down for repair, but he haven't put it back up yet. The bases are right there, kind of low to the ground, kind of a tripping hazard for people. And I was afraid somebody was going to trip on him during the parade this past weekend. They should be barricaded unless that sign gets put up ASAP.
I'll put some cones on there tonight. I got a couple in my truck.
And we talked a lot about stuff going around the park there. That light pole replacement is on its way. If you read the minutes that we were hoping to have it done by the 15th of May, it's we haven't forgotten about it. If anyone's wondering, Belden hasn't gotten it in yet.
Yeah. So the last update it was supposed to be installed before Memorial Day parade, and then here we are. And I never got a response back. I emailed them today. Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
I don't want to take up all the airtime, but I got an email from Laura Bedoni, and she was concerned about the rat problem in Fairhaven. Somebody had taken a video and sent it to her at least. So we haven't, we knew about this in come springtime when we started back then with our health officer and our police department. For those who have garbage sitting in and around the house, or at least around the house, it's going to be a matter of complying, or we're going to come along and give you a ticket, and it's going to be a forced compliance. I've ticketed a home here in Fairhaven. It cost them $10,000. We can give you a ticket every single day. And if I have to, that's what we'll do. It wouldn't be the first time. So we can't treat our neighbors so poorly
We have to take responsibility for ourselves and pick up after ourselves. So if that's what has to be done, that's what I will end up doing. But please, please pick up your garbage. It's causing a problem for your neighbors. And
Rose?
I'm just wondering, when you say the garbage, are you talking about garbage like in the big, what are they, 55-gallon trash cans, or just bags sitting out on the...
No, it's bags sitting out of the curb. It's mountains of garbage sitting by homes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify.
I mean... And some of the concern that we heard is it's garbage, some of it, but some of the vermin problem there is could be a combination of a lot of different things going on here. The composting may not be properly being composted. We think we're composting correctly, and every critter you can imagine is probably coming on in. So we know we're needing to work through. But some of this, it doesn't seem to be any particular place or street. I've heard the complaints from North Main, Allen. I mean, it's across.
Well, I think my personal opinion, composting definitely brought a lot of this on. Unless somebody has lime and stirs the compost, puts lime in it and has it. So the people, the rats, whatever, can't get into it, then there's going to be a problem.
But point taken, we plan on doing some things to address it. If nothing else, I'm going to move right along. It looks like under old business, there's nothing there. So I'm going to move on to new business. Adoption of Tier 1B application. I know you talked a little bit about it. Could you reach back on the task on that?
Yeah, so I put adoption as the application. It's more like approval to begin the application. It's in the process with our zoning regs being updated now. Rutland Regional Planning is helping us with this application, and our planning commission is doing the legwork. What we need from the board is a vote and approval to move forward, complete the application, and then submit it to the state for review.
Right. And in that act, 250 application process, that's all part of the up in Montpelier. They had some training the Rutland Regional Planning Commission was doing on Act 181. Well, part of that is different tiers. It's 1A, 1B, or 1A, 1B, 2, and 3. I think there's three different tiers. But Devin Neary from Rutland Regional Planning is recommending that we've got what we need in place. And what that is, if we don't have it in place, it will be in place. That's why they're filling out the form. And that is, you need a town plan, which we have, zoning regs, which we have. You need subdivision guidelines, which they're almost done, the Planning Commission writing them. They can't apply until September 1st again, but that looks good. It's all part of the downtown designation. You have to be in one of the designation areas. We already are a village designation, working on getting downtown and neighborhood designations. For those who are saying, so if you were to ask the question, what is the tier 1B that we're asking the board to approve going forward? It comes down to the difference is having being able to get some relief on Act 250 if you're in a downtown and you have 25 housing units that you're going to put in. Ideally, when you're saying why would you want that Fairhaven? Think all the empty spaces downtown. If we were to get some money to redo some apartments, a lot like one of our owners has done down by the movie theater, but there's a lot of space where you could probably get more apartments and things So more to follow on that, but that's in a nutshell what it's all about. So you're looking for from us a motion, and that's what I'm...
Yeah, I'll make a motion. But I will say, too, I think if we look at the cost of living in Vermont, one of the single biggest drivers of cost of living is the shortage of housing units. Mm-hmm. And so we have opportunity to at least create say the opportunity twice in a paragraph, but create the opportunity for developers to come in and build more units and hopefully drive down the cost of living for us. So I'll make a motion to move forward and submit a tier 1B application to the state of Vermont.
Do I have a second?
I will second that motion.
Okay. Motion of Chad, seconded by Sam. Any questions?
I just got one thing along that line. I know we like more housing and all that. But we also have got to have a parking area to go along with this extra housing. And we always want to keep that in mind.
Any other comments or questions? Then I'll call the question. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Sounds like it was unanimous. Okay, the next item under new business is local emergency management plan adoption.
Yes. So this is our annual local emergency management plan update. We're asking the board to adopt this form. There were a few updates that needed to be changed. There were a few strike-throughs that had to be corrected, which we did correct. There was a typo that was brought to my attention that was correct as well. And I have a clean copy for the board in my hand to approve. This is only for the chair to sign, so we need a motion to allow the chair to sign. But this is, for those of you new to this, this is the go-to packet for who to contact and when to contact them in case emergency happens. So if we have extreme snowstorms, floods, even extreme heat where we need to open a shelter, this is the packet that we follow.
And just to share kudos with the local emergency management planning team. Who's on that team? Very good.
Oh, you know what? Jim updates this every year.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim Heller. I'll make a motion to approve the local emergency management plan and designate the board chair to sign said form. I'll second that motion.
We have a motion and a second. Any questions? You know what we're doing? All those in favor?
Aye.
Yeah. Okay, under new business, item C, appointment to the Planning Commission.
So I put that there just in case in the last 3 to 4 days somebody stepped forward. Nobody did. So.
Okay. We have one of our commissioners resign decided to step down. So we're just out there. If anyone's interested in serving on the Planning Commission, we do have an opening. Yes. All right, then we're moving right along to item 9 on the agenda. We're doing our water budget review. Mike, we've got you up. How do you want to go about doing this review? What's going on, and then...
Yeah, you want me to do a quick overview and then
jump in.
Yep. So the budget in front of you is what the
Staff is proposing to the select board for fiscal year 26 for their water department. Not a lot of surprises in here. Salaries were up a little bit. Actually, salaries, let me back up on that. Salaries actually came down a little bit for the water salary. We eliminated the apprentice program. Nobody's applying. So I can, in good conscience, keep asking the town for that money and then not spend it on that program. So that's not the way I like to do business. We did see a reduction in retirement, and you'll see a reduction in workers' comp, in fact. So we'll talk about that when we get there. Overall, what we proposed originally was a 1.76% increase, which is very reasonable, I think.
And are you still proposing with those changes 1.76?
That number will come down when we get to the benefit section.
Okay. So, like we've done in past with these, maybe we could. What I'd like to do is we'll start on page one. If any of the board members have any questions or anything, then we'll look to put not on the hot seat there at all, Mike, but we'll look to you for some clarification.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with 020-6300 administration. Any questions there? And that, and by the way, that came out to most of those were pretty much level funded.
Yeah, $1,000 increase this year.
Right. If nothing there, I'm going to go to 020-6310, the watershed. Any questions there?
Joe, did you already explain the increase in operating supplies? I'm sorry if I missed that.
I did not, but we could ask Mike.
What I'm looking for, we have a fairly new SCAG that we more want, but I know since I've been here, you haven't been up to the dam.
Not yet.
Behind. We mow that because it's not a hiking trail, but people walk their dogs and the summer families up there. I would like to get myself a nicer used lawnmower. Instead of beating our SCAG to death, have a, what I like in the car terminology, an old beater, just for that purpose. Nothing fancy, just something to mow over the uneven path that goes up to the dam.
Okay. Any other questions under watershed?
I guess this is a question for Mike. Mike, for the watershed salary, I know we typically don't use the whole 1,500. Would it be possible to move that number down from 15 to, say, 700? Or does that give you heartburn?
I would be comfortable going to 1,000. Just because, I guess it depends on how many stones we have. The only thing that gets put under watershed is if there's a storm, we got tree cleanup on the trail or the mowing. Mostly for the watershed, that's all it entails. Once a year, we do make a track up to the old dams to make sure that they're still in condition. Other than that, there's not much that we do as far as.
So, when I look at where we are on that, we can get 500 back there. Can we change that to 1,000?
I think it'd probably be a good idea.
Let's change it to 1,000. It looks like the actuals that gives you, and you're comfortable with it. So.
Sure.
If there's nothing else on watershed, I want to move on to water lines, 020-6320.
What's our year-to-date actual on that? I'm looking at, I assume the FY24 actual, the bulk of that $20,000 repair and maintenance supplies was related to the airport road line. So, yeah. So I see that the proposed budget is the same as the FY25 budget.
Your question of what's the water lines actual
we're at 25.4 now, about 96% of budget.
Okay. Any other questions under water lines? I have a small tools and equipment. It looks like we want $4,000. We've done everything from our actuals were 1,300 and then it went to 3,002. $4,000. Is there something else like that more you're getting is why it's?
Well, no, that wouldn't be under water lines.
No, but not I mean,
really,
well,
you're blaming Joel, but as a water department, we're doing more and more things. We are fixing curb stop taps, risers that Jeff and I come across. So without talking to Nate to see where he orders these things from, I just put down a number until, I guess, further notice, until I get some firm figures. As far as, you know, the price of each, I mean, just off the top of my head, I can look probably 8 or 9 that need to be fixed. And as Jeff and I get to them, we can fix them with the small tools and stuff that we have instead of bringing out the excavator and digging the hole for them.
Yeah. And the only reason I'm asking, because it looked like in 23, it was nothing in the budget. And then there was a, and the budget in 24 was $0. Then we so I was just wondering why we went from zero and $4,000. Said, okay, what are we buying? You know,
well, and that was my thinking behind it. Plus, there's more things that I'm, as I've said in the past, that I'm learning as I go and putting them under the right line.
And when I waterline small tools, I'm just looking to see what we've spent so far this year. We've spent on underwater line small tools and equipment $475.36.
I believe in this week's expense approval, the trailer and everything, all of that will come out of that, which is going to be $2,000 roughly.
I guess what I'm looking for, Mike, is can that 4,000 be 2,000? I'm looking to try to level. I'm trying to level load. Unless you're telling me, you got to pick up bottles on the side of the road in order to pay for the equipment. Yeah.
Oh no, I'll just turn off the belt and go.
It's new. Yeah. That's why.
Right, and like I said, I don't have a firm figure as far as parts and stuff like that goes. So. I can't sit here and justify saying that it's really $4,000 or more, because at this point, I guess I really don't know. I don't know if $2,000 will be enough, but we can start there and get done what we can get done.
Right.
Is there a reserve fund?
Huh?
Is there a reserve fund? Yes. How much? I would imagine if we put it, if we drop it to 2 and something came up that required a few $1,000. That a reserve fund.
We do. I'm just trying to come up with the money that's going to get us close to level.
And like I said, until we actually get out there, start replacing some of this stuff, knowing how much it's going
to take. We get a little track record to see what we're spending. Right. How does everyone feel about moving that forward to 2,000?
I don't see much of any reserve built in here where so far.
Is
I don't know if we should capital improvement to be a reserve.
So that's that we're not there yet, but that bottom line it says 30,000 is a deposit into your capital reserve. Your water capital reserve currently has $263,000 on it.
Yeah, you got a lot of money.
Well,
in the reserve account.
Okay.
I mean, so and I know it's gonna change. So we're up 1.76 currently sitting at this. And I know the specialty tools and the risers and stuff, those can be costly. So I know he's you know, we've had year zero, 1,300. So I say this year leave at 4,000. And then next year adjust it from there and see where he starts with. I mean, 1.76 is really not that bad of an increase, I don't think. That's pretty good.
But well, one of the things, it's not a bad increase, but I want to challenge you to say we inflated for COVID and what we thought we, and so we did, we put the numbers up pretty high. If we are ever going to level, I looked this year where we were, and I said, it should be pretty easy to level fund water and sewer this year. If we can't level fund
what
this
if,
year,
what if we did?
I don't know if we ever.
What if we did three zones? What's the difference? Go right in the middle there. It would save a little bit. We still have a fair amount there to work with.
3,000 would be closer to the actual fiscal year 24.
I'm fine with that.
3,000, I can live with that.
I would say that might be the logic to live with.
Let's change that 4,000 to 3,000. I think we just paid with your with that 1,500 that you just got that mower. So. Anything else on water lines? If not, I'm going to move us on to water meters. Any question on water meters?
What falls under machinery and equipment for water meters?
It would be. If we had a new business come in that needs a new larger diameter meter, pretty much right now that's all it is. Our meters, everything are working fine. The meters were guaranteed for 20 years. Our meters, the biggest thing now is like our licensing fees and stuff. I just had to go and buy a new tablet that took Windows 11. But other than that, there's really nothing but replacing meters.
Oh, how many years into these meters are we now? You know,
from the first one, six, just before COVID hit.
6 years.
And I always like to look at our general ledger to say, okay, what we spent right now with only 6 weeks left to go. We have 1,500 in there, and we haven't spent anything.
Haven't had to buy any meters.
So that's why I'm saying if you're wondering, is that pretty comfortable with the new meters you'd expect? But you keep it there in case you.
Well, what happens? I was telling Joe this afternoon actually that where I'm going to be needing to buy meters, which I haven't had to do since we got our first, or you know, what was it?
Since we went through.
Just to get ready for winter, I think I've got 7 left. I'm going to need to do 200 or 1,000. So, and of course, they've gone up from 170 to like 250 now, but you know, everything else has also.
So, the meters that you buy to hold in reserve for winter, those 7 units that you just mentioned, that comes out of the 1,500 machinery and equipment.
Yes.
Okay. And then when the individual property owner pays the like 250 or so for the meter to replace, does that count as revenues or how does that
actually?
That'll go into the water revenues.
Okay.
And that helps offset the time it takes for our staff to install the meter, as well as the cost of the meter.
And any new construction, like up on Academy Street, 33 and 35, there's 2 meters that got put into new houses.
So we're good on water meters. Let's move on to water treatment facility. And that is 020-6380. Any questions there?
What falls under other purchased services?
That I'm starting to put in for the actual other purchase services.
Okay.
Dorm septic to come out and pump mm-hmm. or holding tank. EOS, which is part of our airport valve telemetry. There is Mission, which is also the telemetry from the south tank levels
mm-hmm.
and alarms. Those are all other purchase services. That's not part of my daily supply that I need to run the plant, mm-hmm. but it's also a service that I need.
Are those currently placed as a line item of other purchase services, or are we adding those into next year's budget?
I am moving them over
okay.
into other purchase services.
Okay.
In the past, they've always been included as part of the general supply.
Okay.
Just a question, because when I see on other purchase services, in fiscal year 23, we spent $8,700. 24, we spent $14,600. We're proposing $15,000. I'm looking at what we've got under other purchase services, and we've only spent $5,971. So I'm looking at that 15 going, I would think you could save 10,000 probably. Feels like there might have been a flyer. I don't know what happened under to get us the 14,000 out of fiscal year 24, but 15 seems high based on when we get done for fiscal year 25. We're at 62% of what we put in there. Just curious if we could take some out of that. There, it looks like there's about $5,000. Unless there's something. No, unless there's something we were going to put in the other purchase services next year that we're counting on, it looked like we could take some money out of that. In other words, what I'm saying, there was a 25% increase in that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying, can we do 10,000 versus 15,000? That's what I'm asking for. Because I don't know what caused the. We had probably in 24, we've had a few things out of the ordinary that we've reached in and done.
Mm-hmm.
Water line break, and then it was that electrical box that yeah. took. So I understand whether we took it in a couple places to pay for that, mm-hmm. it's okay too. But it feels more like it, that other purchase service, that's pretty, that 15,000 seems a little hot.
And also other purchase services for like, Rob's repair shop on our own. They rebuilt one of our motors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all those things are actually other services. It's not an operating support. So, you know, these things, I'm slowly, as I come across them, moving them into other purchase services. So, you know, one line may be coming down while that one's going up.
But again, when I see a 25% increase, I'll go zero right in on that and say, okay. So the reason is we're going to have so if you were to tell me, because I'm going to spend an extra 8,000 rebuilding something, then right there I'm going, okay, I understand what you're going to do. We got to fix this there, but
okay, we'll save the 5,000. You give me the 250,000. We'll rebuild the filters and we'll have new filters.
No. But I'm looking at, what's your pleasure? I'm just throwing what I saw on your.
I mean, it looks like we're under budget so far on both operating supplies and other purchase services. So we're proposing 47,000 between the two of them,
And it'd probably be a stretch to say we'd end at 36 at the end of this fiscal year. So unless there's other purchase services that we're anticipating in the next year, if it's the usual other purchase services going from one line to the other, I think we'll have plenty if we
If we
have a
take,
combination of 32 and
see,
10.
so again, I'm thinking right around 8,000 to level fund water. Just to understand why I'm saying, give me 5,000 there. What we have, I'm getting pretty close to level fund.
Yeah, I don't foresee or have anything planned or in the works
Right
for
now.
any drastic increase. I'm not adding new service or anything like that.
Well,
And
because I don't want to hurt you.
as things go up.
What's your pleasure, board?
So
I'm proposing we take that 15,000 and turn it into 10 under other purchase services. O20638.
fiscal year 25, we spent 12,000. 24, we spent 14. Can we call it 12 since that's what we
No,
spent?
we
We
didn't
didn't
spend
spend
that.
that.
Oh,
It was
but
that was the budget,
okay.
and
Sorry.
we've
We're at almost 6,000, just under
right.
6.
That's because sometimes you'll get a flyer. Just because you got a flyer doesn't mean that from that
Okay.
point on
Okay.
it
Sorry.
stays that high. I'm just trying
So yeah,
to.
so 10's fine. I'm good with
I
10.
think,
Yeah.
and then because
I think 10 is fair. It's fair with me.
let's move that one back to 10. Okay. Anything else under water treatment facility?
Did someone already state what accounted for the 36,000 plus that was spent in 2024 under repairs and maintenance? Okay.
Probably that water
Got
one.
it.
I put down a little note. If it wasn't the airport, it was that electrical wheel. You had a major problem with boxes and
Yeah.
changing.
And
That costs quite a bit of money up there too.
some of that was the RASP visits that we
RASP,
looked at.
RASP.
Okay. Okay. See, I
RASP
think,
is a vendor
and
we have
then
that did the
sometimes you
electric.
have those one-offs.
That is something that is dumb, shouldn't be needed anymore at that expense.
Are we all set so I can move on to debt service water? Okay. Any questions on debt service water?
That's just the bond, right?
It's actually two bonds.
Yeah.
One is 39, just a little more than 39,000. The other one is just more than 43,000. The one under that is interest on one of those bonds. The other bond was interest free.
No wiggle room there.
No,
I think it is some of them, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
There's no pushing back on it. So if we're good on debt service, we're going in the area that I'm usually very careful because it's thin ice when you start talking benefits and I start getting out of my realm. But I let's talk benefits because I think there's some things we need to talk about there.
Yeah. Okay. So this is
Joe, you
yeah,
want to?
let me lead with retirement. So if you look at our actuals from the past, we're at 6,723, 6,124. We don't expect those numbers to go up over 7,000. In years past, we had changes and we got rid of the intern, which didn't impact that very much. But we also had a long-term employee that left. So I'm proposing to move that from the 10,000, was it at 10,500, down to 7,000. That should cover us.
So we're moving from 10.6 down to 7,000.
10,600 to 7. You have one more good opportunity to save money under the workman's comp. I got updated numbers from BLCT today, which should be about 16,000 between water and sewer both. So $8,300 for this department. So that, what was it at? 12,000?
Instead of 12,500, it's 8,300.
8,300.
Okay.
So that'll save you a little bit of money too.
Because those numbers, they are what they are.
Right. 12,583.
Good with benefits. Water, where are we at? Water reserve allocations. O2O 9790. And water capital improvement, unless I hear something that's 020-9790.
I didn't get it
through. Yeah, I mean, even though it's going, it's a 50% increase and everything, I'm saying, yeah, you got to keep putting the vehicle replacement. And I looked that we're putting, are we just getting back the 2,500? I keep looking that our actual is we do, it looks like we do nothing in 23 for vehicle replacement, nothing in fiscal year 24, nothing was in the budget for fiscal year 25, 26 were 2,500, but it's time to start putting some money because that truck, you're going to wear it out. So it's what I figured, but I just wanted to hear it from you that that's, you're going to want to buy a truck eventually.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like all of a sudden I come to you guys and I need 30 grand for a new truck.
Because we said you have 30 grand in
yeah. So I just figured, you know, I'd start off with that and let the board either take it away or add to it as we need to.
How many miles on that truck, Mike?
9,000 miles.
What year did you say it was?
19. But it's a lot of start and stop. Most of that is reading meters every month, or every week rather. And especially now with the trailer, we haul the trailer through the valley exercising and the lighter plus and plus the air. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like we put 100,000 miles on it.
I'm sure the trailer's going to last for many years, yeah, but I think that's fair to start.
Right. That's what I said. Where the price. Turn it in next year.
Good. What is the number? What did you did you make those changes, Marshall? So I was just curious of what whether we how close we got to being level funded.
You guys did a great job. You're currently 1.17% down. So you've scraped out $5,724 from lower than last year's budget.
Well, that's good because I'm going to add to it because I forgot until you didn't remind me.
No, we're not.
Going back to water lines.
Okay, water lines. And that's 020-6320.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This would be probably, I guess you could put it under.
Other purchase services down there is a pretty good catch-all. What do you put in?
Well, I mean, this technically probably could fall under that. The stuff was partially put in, not finished when I started. To get it back up and running, which would be pressure on each side of the valve, which, you know, since we're still talking about the airport rate, would flop an alarm because we would lose so much pressure. It will monitor the pressure, but being 7+ years old, like everything else electronics, it's obsolete. Yeah, they could hook up us there, but if something needs to be fixed, they don't have parts for it.
So how much are you asking for, Mike?
Well, I gave Joe the paperwork, and I want to say it's like 3,500.
Close, 39, 4,000. 39, 65, 40.
And that would bring everything up to date.
That's just that airport valve.
So right now there is only a timer which opens and closes. This here would monitor the pressure on each side of that valve and let us know if there is an issue. If the valve's closed, it would let it watch. Isn't really going to pinpoint or narrow it down a whole lot, but we would know in a hurry that we got a break somewhere because we're losing pressure on the salt coming off the salt. And vice versa when the valve's open.
What's your timetable to Italy if you were to do this? What would it be?
I talked to the Champlin Associates at a trade show, and I guess it depends from my understanding of what they're talking about, getting everything together before they do it. Then roughly, they're saying it's roughly about a month out.
Well, I'm just wondering if it's something we approve with the remaining budget of this year. And we keep the plan for the budget for the following.
Right, basically. Right. Are you going to come in under budget by 4,000? And you spent change a year. I'm pretty sure you're going to come in under budget by what? So when I look down,
Joel, stand behind me on this one. I'm a shopper, so
you're at
just
eight,
because we have an account in one place.
You're at eight.
I didn't order it just for that.
86.3% of
right.
the budget spent. I think would imagine there's probably room in this fiscal year's budget to tackle that.
Just go out and buy that without changing.
Changing next year's budget.
Yeah,
I can do that.
Either way, you get your sensor right. unit, and that's what we're looking for. Right?
Found my own dumb to fence them in as soon as you can. Yeah, that's satisfactory.
Does that work for you, Jim?
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what that way.
Actually makes more sense to do it that way.
I'll spend the money with
I just got that quote, so I figured, you know, not to spring it on anybody that we don't see what spend this long. You know about this.
Any other questions or anything else you want to add, Mike?
No, that was the thing that I remembered as we going through everything else.
Great job on your budget. That you're
yeah, doing. I think you do a nice job.
I just got one thing. Is right now that we're on water, we have that leak up there at the dam.
Yes.
That's been there for many years. Do you think we should be starting to address that problem?
For a little bit, and it's getting worse. I don't think it's anything drastic or need to break on it. I'm not a geologist. I mean, it could go 2 years or it could go 2 months.
Has a geologist looked at it?
Just an engineer.
Sorry.
You know, it's there, and
as anybody that's been here,
we don't have a crystal ball. We don't know what's going to happen, but let's maybe get
it used to stop during the summer, from what I've been told, talking with some of the people that have been here. I mean, Joel's been up there. It's constant. It has never stopped in the last 5 years. So I'm not going to say it's getting worse, but it's not stopping in the summer like it has in the past.
Well, I just don't know. It's a concerning thing.
We talk about it a couple times a year. Do you think it's possible to get Aldrich and Elliot, since we are going to be under budget, to get up there with a camera and just see what they can see, just to make sure it's not getting
worse? Actually, he was there when we addressed it. Was it 2 years ago?
2 years.
That's when we drilled the hole in the cinder block wall. There's no water in between it. So it's not the head wall leaking. It's definitely coming through the ledge. Beyond that, I can't tell you where it's coming from, but it's not coming through the tunnel.
Right.
Where the pipe is.
Yeah, it's not a structural. It's not a structural failure from our part.
From our, no,
it's actually the ledge.
It's actually the ledge itself.
Okay.
Which is different.
Yeah.
Different. I mean, I think I think we keep monitoring it, but I.
like I said, I mean,
I wouldn't even know.
I don't want to say it's never going to happen. I mean,
right.
It could be 5,000 years from now.
Good.
Those are possibilities coming through the ledge and not to the infrastructure itself.
Exactly. Yeah. They did drill through the center water pedal. And there's this gap in between from the leak side and the tunnel side. In between is dry. There's nothing there. So that water is seeping through the ledge, the rock. And my guess is as good as yours as far as, you know, how much rock moves. And
right. Anything else for Michael? Thank you very much. Very well.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move on to 2 minutes for public comment. Mr. Dorn.
2 years back, maybe like 30, 35, I'm not quite sure. I acquired a piece of land on Town Highway 63. It's called Lee Road. And I swapped that land for a piece of land that's the town of Bear Haven. It was a swap.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to use it for a transfer station, but they never did. And there's an issue with it. Nobody knows who owns that. There's never been any taxes paid on it. Well, how many years, Joe?
No taxes were paid since I've been here, so that's about 9 years, 8 years.
About 60 or 70 years. And there was no taxes that was paid on. I don't know why the town didn't have a tax sale or something, but anyway, I'm paying taxes on it now. I have a quick claim deed. And I cleaned the property. I put a $10,000 water line in down there. I cleaned the property up. Got rid of, there's a whole bunch of 50, 60-year-old condominiums down there all over the place. And I got rid of all those too. Those were nasty. I got rid of the house that was full of mold and mildew and leaking roof. I cleaned the property up. And I like that. See what I can do about owning that property outright. There's no one person that owns it.
$199 lease on that. It's up in what, 2030?
Yeah, in 2030.
There's nothing to be done until then.
Good point.
Not ours to sell.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm just 2 minutes for public comment. I want to make sure we keep to. Have you talked? Is the you and Joe get together, or you are having conversations? Because that would be the
first. We've had some comment.
Okay.
It's a 99-year lease, and who leased it?
I don't remember the person's name. They leased it to the town, and the town leased it to somebody, and then somebody else leased it. And currently, we don't control it. It's not our property, not our lease.
Okay.
The heirs to the original lease lessor will take possession of it, but we don't know who that is. So I expect a tax sale coming along in 90 and 100 years.
Would like to keep to our 2 minutes for public comment too. So it's, but it's one I would continue working. Sounds like you're working the issue with Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Yes, ma'am.
I have two questions.
Yeah.
Have we heard at all about when the fence at St. Mary's Cemetery that was taken out? Have we heard anything about that being replaced?
That would be up to the church.
Right, it's private.
I spoke with Mary Jane Spaulding over the weekend, and it's in the works.
It is. I mean, I know it's
the insurance.
It looks much nicer.
They were waiting for the insurance. It's going to happen.
Okay. My second question is, the water project for Prospect Street. When is that supposed to start? I see things accumulating over there, so I'm expecting it to start here pretty soon. When is it supposed to start? What will the effect be? Like, are you going to have, like, well, one lane road, or is Prospect going to be completely cut off? Or, and how long is it supposed to take?
I'm going to think, because it's for comment, not full discussion. I believe, Joe, I don't want to speak for you, but as soon as that's supposed to happen this summer, but I don't think we don't have anything.
Yeah, so.
But other than
no, no,
be, as soon as there's specifics, we'll be putting them on. Good. Thank you. Any other? Scene, I'm going to move on to parking lot. Anything in the parking lot, Lord?
Chugging along.
Moving right along. Round table. Sam, anything to share?
Nothing needed.
You're not going to share with the group about your new subcommittee that you got volunteered for?
I'm not going to share that.
Not today, okay. Mr. Thorne.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I saw an article, I think, in the Rutland Herald or somewhere, social media or whatever, something about there was a food truck thing in Rutland and.
One in West Rutland?
Or yeah, something like that, and it kind of disappeared or something. These got out of hand, and I thought it'd be potentially a good opportunity. I don't know, I don't think we have any ordinances or regulations around food trucks, but I think. Be something for us to look into to potentially do, try getting a weekly food truck rally here in the park or something in the summer. I know we have, there's a young lady down in Pulteney that started a food truck last year. She bounces between Pulteney and Castleton twice, two or three times a week. I think she was here over the weekend set up. I know she was always looking for us. I know there's quite a few food trucks in the area, so I don't know. Something we potentially look into doing, or you know, at least hammering out some kind of.
Do we have a policy on food trucks?
It falls under the itinerant vendor policy, and it's something like $5 per. Don't quote me on that number, but it's a low number.
My
concern. No. Anybody can set up a food truck and pay their $5.
Yeah, whatever the fee is. Yeah.
We've done it a couple of times.
We used to have people set up. Roll and Rooster came in and they got their permit this year.
My only concern, I was looking for where's the gremlin on this one? If I was a business that was selling food and the board decided to make a decision to bring something that would be in competition to my places that are here, paying taxes, selling food. I know, I'm just saying before we make the decision, I'd want it as an agenda item. Everyone have a chance to come in and talk. So we'd know everything there. I wouldn't be in favor of arbitrarily saying.
Food trucks are a specialty thing, right? And you see them all over. I mean, where's up in Maine, there's a whole food truck alley. I mean, I don't think they're going to take away from business. I think it's another way to bring revenue into town, attract people into town.
I agree with Glenn, though, that it does tend to be a common complaint among local business owners whenever there's even a farmer's market or food trucks that it might, you know, detract from their business. Not that being said, I wasn't sure exactly what you had in mind or what the proposal was. So,
but I mean, I'm all in favor of, I don't think we ever ran into any trouble with food trucks when there was special event. Like when they had some, what's that special marijuana day, and by Cloud Nine, we brought two food trucks in. And you have some other event, and we had something. But to have food trucks come in as a regular basis and set up, I'd want to hear and talk a lot more before I would think that was something.
Well,
What was the thought you had, Mike? Was there an organizer?
I mean, they're pretty popular, right? And you know, Fairhaven has a very select restaurants in town, right? And most of them don't cater to dinner. And the ones that do are a niche, right? And that's not everybody's cup of tea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I find it difficult. We go out to dinner, typically we're going to Rutland or Queensberry.
Yeah.
Right, but it'd be nice. I mean, you've got the snack bar, but you know, you drive by that place is packed.
It's because there's nowhere else to go.
Right. You know, or you're driving to Granville. I mean, I think, you know, just to kind of bring some stuff into Fairhaven, I think that'd be a, you know, try it out for a few weeks. Weekly one. You know, you got what days of concert in the parks?
Thursday.
So you say either, you know, Friday or Saturday nights or afternoons for a couple hours. Truck,
and we simply promote.
Yeah, that
this is would be a good time to.
Before we get into a major discussion, again, would not support any decision until we got down to agenda, got people talking, and now the pros and cons. Go ahead.
I just want to point out that the only place open in Fairhaven Monday nights, and if I remember correctly, Tuesday nights as well, is McDonald's and the Fairhaven.
And you go to Poland, and most of those places there, if you don't have a reservation, you can't get in.
Hmm.
Like the pub, and then a lot of those places, a lot of local places, you can't even get into it as a right, you know, a local.
I think for Monday or Tuesday, it would be a public service.
Absolutely.
I mean, we talk about it all the time, right? And I'm not taking up it. I mean, we have this huge park, right, that I think goes to waste 90% of the year, right? You got a few nice months of the summer, why not bring? We hear all the time people wish there was more here. Nobody else is really doing it. You don't see Castleton doing it or Pulteney or, I mean, Pulteney does like an art day. They do, you know, Pulteney does a decent amount. It'd be nice to add something.
The trucks we used to get a couple of years back, they drew people downtown. And then those people went to, you know, they went to the little thrift store, and then they went to the brewery, and then maybe they went across the street.
Right.
It's more of a, it's not as an impediment to
our services. If you draw people with more people buying a ship, they have a tendency a to
thing.
Spread out to these other places that normally wouldn't have them people. So competition is very good, and it's very, very healthy, in my opinion.
I'd like to talk about it further.
Put it on a
potential agenda.
What if we brought the rec director and had him do some research and then bring something?
Because I feel like that's more. It's more facts because it sounds. Would want to see a lot more because so we can look at all the pros and cons.
I agree.
I'd be interested in hearing the rec director's though.
Yep. Yeah. Rich.
Well, I don't know if you want to hear from me. here we go. It was brought to my attention just recently by some folks that it's a possibility that in our park, our beautiful park that we're talking about, we do some sort of in memory benches, to replace our benches that are bad, the ones that are real bad shape, you know, in memory of so-and-so. We just had one put in recently, and that's what spurred the idea that other people may want to do this. And I just wanted to see how the rest of the board felt about it.
I think the time of the hour, or maybe that feels like it's a pretty common thing, right? You know, people do it all the time. You pay whatever, X amount.
I mean, we just had this conversation too. And we bored, didn't we?
We just had an individual ask
permission to throw it in. And that's come out really nice.
Mm.
More of the same, basically, if people are interested in doing it.
Wouldn't you want to process? We did a one-off, but if we're going to go, wouldn't we want to say, this is, if you're interested, contact this, and I hate to keep putting stuff on Reese's plate, But I'm saying, who's the person who's responsible for the park? There has to be a place or a focal point you'd go. Here's the process, because I think there would become a point where you don't want more benches than grass down there for mowing.
And also along that lines, it's not just benches that we need to replace. We also need to add some more picnic tables at some point.
Exactly.
But again, there should be a standard.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't want 9,000 different benches, we want a standard. You know.
What else do you have, Rich?
I would like to. I noticed that you had a meeting with an engineer about the paving. I would like to make sure that before we pave Main Street, that we have the catch basins collecting the water instead of the water running around them. And because it doesn't do any good if the water can't get through the catch basins and into the DIs. Just don't work.
As part of that project, they're rehabbing.
I noticed it, but I just want to make sure it happens. It's a lot of times it doesn't happen, and it just.
We can designate someone to stand there and watch. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. But there's gonna be money involved.
And one person. If you get a project.
But that's just food for thought down the road.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. Sometimes things don't happen the way we want them to.
What else do you
have? I said I'll save some for next week.
Did you?
Something occurred to me, but I think I could leave it for another time.
Chad.
Oh, I don't want to bring up what Michael was saying, but I was reflecting after spring playing and the parade. I was thinking about Apple Fest and, wondering if the town would have interest in increasing our help to those organizations that run those events.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing what those events bring in terms of potential. I think if there were more hands that could help in bringing more vendors in, it could be pretty big. I know the rain kind of dampened some things this year, but I think we've got some incredible opportunity to have kind of the go-to events on those days for the area.
Which organizations are those that are the chief organizers of those two events? I'm not sure I know.
So the Lakes Region Chamber of Commerce puts together the Spring Fling event.
Yeah.
We put together the Memorial Day Parade and ceremony. And the school, the grade school, puts together Apple Fest.
And this year, we are also sponsoring the Lumberjack, which is in July. So when you're talking, there's three, but
don't forget the car show,
which is the
and
chamber.
The
chamber does the car show.
Yeah, so I'm thinking like our larger vendor oriented days.
It does and has occurred to me often spring playing and Apple Fest especially could perhaps be boosted up a bit. And I don't know.
Now we're talking about this, like Red Memorial Day, the town wide, everybody on social media things, look at all these other towns that advertise town wide well in advance, and it seems like Red Haven's kind of just
So there was a committee that looked at, how do we expand this? So the revenue generating committee that we put together a few years back, and ultimately at the end of the day it boiled down to who's volunteering.
Right,
because that was a big thing. Like, how do we advertise this? How do we get more people interested in yard sailing, specifically on these days? And it's hard to advertise when no one's willing to do it at an unpaid rate. But now with the rec director, I think there's some opportunity to help out. I think about Apple Fest. I don't think we. I mean, maybe one orchard. We could
make Apple Fest out of it.
Yeah. Right? There's some opportunity. But it would take, I think, the arm of the town to help bolster, because the grade school is stretched thin, the Chamber of Commerce is stretched thin. You know, we don't want to take over, but I think we can support in different ways.
Right. Ultimately, it comes down to, you know, they organize it, but it brings revenue into the town, right? So that benefits us.
I think I'm just trying to think out loud, right on the same line with that. I got a phone call from Sean Galvin who said, hey, you know, would really like to see more with the Memorial Day Parade and spring fling and getting things happening. That if that was a committee with someone from the region, some our rec director from here, and maybe someone else. But the more I'm thinking, I like your idea of looking at all the major events. Do we take a meeting like out there once we get the water and sewer budget, say the June 24th meeting, and say, let's do a portion where we let the folks who do those events come in and you talk some about how can we, the town, help you? What do you need? And how can we do things better?
Right.
Is that something that this board would be interested in?
And our big thing too is,
and it might be a little address
about around here, but like fireworks, right? I mean, Pulteney's show, you sit down there for 2 hours and it's a 10-minute show. I don't think those bombazines still do theirs anymore.
I thought they did have Crystal Beach.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, it's still an opportunity. I think, you know, I've seen we have a fireworks vendor in town. You know, there's a lot of opportunity out there. I think it could be, you know, you rely on other towns, but let's figure out a way to draw more of this stuff here, you know, so people aren't having to travel to Ticonderoga or Queensbury or wherever, you know.
Yeah. We can always do
get the whole airport.
So fireworks shows were $52,000.
Yeah, they're pretty.
This is something I wanted to do.
We don't get $25 a booth doesn't get us the.
Look at like what Castle and Rec's doing. They're raising money, you know, these membership packages to raise money to redo the rec building down there. You know, you could do.
Well, there's
sponsorships.
There's some fundraising that can happen that maybe it needs seed money from us to town, but there's some things.
Yeah, I think the rec right now and their fundraising efforts are really about getting the facilities
up to
2025. You know, but I see some opportunity to do some events.
Right, and we're going the right step, right? Like think about, and you know, you've been down a lot down there in the fields, and you know, I remember what it was like growing up, and it's nice to see it kind of come back, you know.
Anything else? I'm good. I've tagged my run-on with you. Can we move on to reviewing the financial reports?
Oh, I have figures in front of me. I'll make a motion to approve the payroll warrant of $40,911.26.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. Rich, everyone know what we're doing? All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll make a motion to approve the general warrant of $250,618.51.
We have a second.
I will second that motion.
And Sam? Okay. Everyone in favor?
Aye.
It was a pretty good sized payment for the chassis on the fire truck, in case you wanted to.
$114,000. And the checkbook sits at $702,591.76. Make a motion to go into executive session under for contract negotiations and civil litigation under 1 BSA 313A.
Okay, now go.
I need a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much.